The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday. The 31st of August, 2016. Last day of August. Let me see what we have left here. 5 months of this year? Are we having fun yet? Jeez, what did Planet X whiz by and when we weren't looking, sped up the rotation of the Earth or something? God. All righty. Well, anyhow. You know, Lou Dobbs does the best he can on Fox News. He'll get right up to that third rail. Right up to it. But then there are times... And he's safe on this one because this deals with politics. You don't want Lou Dobbs up there talking about the crooked bankers or the middlemen that haven't gone to jail and some such nonsense as that. But on this one, the guy literally, bases loaded, ninth inning, two out. You're a run down. Guy's on first looking at you going, okay. He slammed this one out of the park. Lou Dobbs wins. And it's just not about crooked Hillary. It is about the reason why Trump was invented. Did you folks know that? Did you know that America invented Donald Trump? Or at the very least, the need for him? Listen to what the man says, and there is nothing in this that I can argue about. Now, by the way, Trump tonight, I don't know when he's going to deliver a speech. He was down there seeing the president of Mexico. Yeah. And it was very cordial. I hear the Hillary Clinton, the Clintons, yeah, that's about right. At any rate, shocked the Clinton camp that Donald, he didn't invite himself to Mexico, he was invited. And he looked pretty damn presidential doing it. Especially... next to that scrawny guy that's now the president of just about the most corrupt country aside from the United States. I don't know. We see what goes on, and usually we pay attention to what's closer to us than what we can't see. But in this particular case, I think, you know what I think? I think Trump made a deal. Mike, I think he might have made a deal. The presidente of Mexico doesn't seem to be that upset about wall building. And I think Trump made him a deal. He said, look, when I said I was going to make you guys pay for the wall, nah. You know, we're pissing away so much money here debt-wise in this country, and who's going to miss $12 billion? I'll probably just take it from the DOD or one of those black ops funds, whatever. But here's the deal. You know, have your people build the wall. And what better way to do this than to use cheap Mexican labor? Why the hell would you want to get involved in a U.S. company with a union? No, I'm just having fun. At any rate, here is Lou Dobbs And it's been a long time since I heard 4 minutes of truth spoken like this.
A few thoughts now on Donald Trump's campaign for president. Donald Trump has almost single-handedly led a shift in American presidential politics, a shift that is as profound as it is permanent. For years, our middle class have waited for someone, anyone, to take down the culture of corruption in Washington, to drain the rancid swamp that our nation's capital has become. But the inhabitants of that swamp have, over time, become a federally protected species, and only one person has had the guts to step up and take on the vicious, selfish, greedy, powerful denizens of that swamp who long ago took our government from the people and turned it over to the special interests, the wealthy, the partisans, and, of course, the Clinton cartel amidst the foulest stench of all, producing by far the most corrupt, dishonest candidate, and, in my opinion, the most dangerous presidential nominee ever nominated by either party. She's crooked, all right. Trump says it straight out. The Clinton cartel, backed by the corporate and union lobbyists who've worked together to ship good-paying American jobs overseas, and our middle class be damned, they say. The bought and paid for politicians of both parties, the titans of industry that include Bill Gates favoring cheap foreign labor over good paying American jobs, passing the torch to the next generation of CEOs like Mark Zuckerberg, who want to do the same. But Donald Trump has said no more. Think about this. He is the only voice in American politics who is risking his fortune, his life, to speak truth to power. The left-wing mainstream media fear him as they have no other person in politics or public life. The political left and their house organs, namely the Washington Post and New York Times, savage Donald Trump daily. They insult him, they mock him, they attack his family, his wife, his children, all because he is the only one, who has chosen to give the tens of millions of Americans who've lost their jobs, their standard of living, and until Trump arrived, all hope of ever having prosperity and strength restored to them or our nation. Donald Trump is the anti-politician, the anti-elite, the anti-establishment candidate Americans have been waiting for. And now the question is, will the American people stand up for the man who is risking all to make America great again? There's no doubt that Trump is the transformative political figure of our time. He is a true American leader. He is an individual figure of strength. He is an individual, a rugged and unique character, not a conformist, and yes, he has courage. While the elites mock him, they try to marginalize him with insults, and the media can't mask their sudden realization that Trump is now bigger than the mob that our media serves. Better than the establishment hacks and denizens ever imagined he could be, and a powerful threat to them all, the rigged system upon which their wealth and comfort is built, and to the puny, feeble dissenters, the little bands of Bushes and knit-like minions, who resent their smallness all the more in the face of a man of character and force and spirit and loyalty to America and to all that our nation stands for. They fear him, make no mistake. And they would destroy him. The question is not Trump's failings and flaws. He has them. But in greater measure, he's got guts and ideals, and he's the man in the arena. And I believe he is the leader this country desperately needs. The question is, are there enough Americans worthy of such a leader? I believe the answer will decide our fate as a nation.
Well, 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 well. You said it correctly. Trump's putting everything on the line, even his own life. You know, Hillary, the stench with Hillary is so bad. You know, I mused at the fact that they might want to off her just to get rid of the problem. That's how dirty she is. And look what it took to cover up her crimes. It takes the FBI. Takes the Justice Department. It takes the... And I don't even know... This is a new breed of American, folks. That they call them neoconservatives, but It's much, much more than that. These people are more evil than anything that I can remember in recent history. These are the people that want to keep this exceptionalism, this great moral nation, to be the guardian of those that can't protect themselves. When we all see through it, it's just a crap load, just a bucket full of lies. You know, I'm going to call today from a good friend of this network. And he said he was going to send me over some stuff, Militaria era, talking about Vietnam. And I have said repeatedly on this program that I have seen how people have been manipulated, how they've been given the excuse, probably a better term, given the excuse to, you know, not go against the military-industrial complex, or, you know, I think they've even stopped using the term of empire for the United States, because we're not. We literally are not. But these men that don the uniforms, that take the orders, that blow up people, that we should not even be involved internally with their politics, not for a moment. And it's hard to say that these, you know, to go against that grain that's been driven into us since we were knee-high to grasshoppers, that the men in uniform are our nation's heroes. Whoa. What a big thing to overcome and turn and let people know the truth. And I've said this before. If you're a mother or a father, parents that lost somebody in some stupid, useless military engagement that's not even reached the threshold of credibility of war, because they won't declare it. So they don't bother using any other terms. They don't bother using police action. You know, they don't even use a descriptive term anymore. But, folks, it does not make me feel comfortable to say that these men and women in uniform, they're not heroes. They are not, by any definition of the term, heroes. But they'll keep hammering it, hoping people believe it. People so lethargic between their ears that they don't even want to take the time to really think and consider. I mean, the spell is cast on people and they refuse to walk out of their fog. They refuse. You know, and this is carefully guided chaos that we're looking at, this terrorism thing. How many years ago did I say that if there is people that get the idea that, wait a minute, we're not going to be able to defeat the United States on a battlefield, any place on this planet, that, well, you know, we'll just keep harassing, picking a few off here and there, putting a little terror or fear into their hearts. Most of this stuff that I've seen in this country is engineered to march us toward a police state for us to willingly give up our freedoms and liberties for safety. And there isn't a damn thing that's safe out there, because they've made it that way. Some people would like to call this blowback. Other people say it's an inevitability. You know, John McCain, God, in the primary, I'm going to call the deputy. I'm going to call the deputy campaign manager for Kelly Nelson, or Kelly Ward. Sorry, Kelly, ex Playboy Bunny. here comes John McCain again. And I'm going to call their campaign manager. They did not want to play that clip of John McCain at the Hanoi Hilton doing the propaganda for the communists. Oh, no, no, no. We got to get past this primary first. You people are lily-livered. You're gutless. Unless Kelly Ward was told, you know, maybe you better throw this one because we need our boy back in Washington. Oh, your boy is not fit to be a U.S. senator. By all accounts, I don't even think the man's fit to be called a man. And if you look at John McCain, I don't know if this guy's going to make it another couple of years here. Certainly not six. Maybe two, three. He's on a downhill slide. He's looking real bad. But he doesn't have to do much. He just has to be the great, longtime senator from Arizona. The excuse I was given that they had U.S. Representative Ann Kirkpatrick in there, and that was a tough Democratic challenge, and of course we're trying to unseat John McCain, so, you know, we've thought about playing that clip but and including that in our political ads, but you know what, we've got to get past the primary first. You didn't even get to the primary. You got your butts kicked. You know, this sort of thing makes me angry because people that are professing to run for the governmental high offices here in Congress assembled, the Congress critters in Washington, D.C. Why the hell didn't you take a tip from Trump? Just try walking out and telling the truth and standing there like a true human being, an American, with a backbone. Why don't you try it? Here's this asshat right back in. You want to talk about unstable? Holy crap. John McCain is exactly that. Seen sitting around mumbling to himself. Now, folks, you've talked to yourself and I've talked to myself. But this was near incoherent ramblings. Sitting on a chair in the middle of an aircraft hangar. Just sitting there mumbling to himself. Or the man in fits of rage that would peel paint off a wall, going into fitful tirades, and not even for a legitimate reason. There's things that set all of us off. I know there's things that set me off. Thanks to my saintly 5'1¼" Sicilian Italian mother, I inherited the temper. But once the pressure is relieved, I'm a purring putty cat. Senator John McCain beat back primary challenge Tuesday for Republican Tea Party activists to win the right to seek a sixth term in November in a race that's been inundated with questions about GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump. Now, what in the hell does that have to do with John McCain? But we got to slide it in there. The 2008 GOP presidential nominee easily defeated former state senator Kelly Ward and two other Republicans. Now, Kelly, not if you would have had the guts to stand up and start speaking truths to this insanity and the lies all around you. Maybe you didn't even deserve. Here's a thought. Here's a thought. Maybe you don't deserve to be a United States senator. The times that are in the future of this country is not going to be for the weak, the weak-minded, or the weak-spined. And excuse me while we try to put this country back, you can have a seat in the sidelines, all right? Just sit down and shut up and stay out of the way.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back. Karen in Maryland. Hello, Karen.
Okay, hi there. My question for you is, if you know the answer to this, which polls, P-O-L-L-S, are to be subscribed to? Which polls are to be believed? Which polls are accurate?
Do you even know? Well, Karen, I like how you phrase this. Do I even know?
I'm just saying.
I'm just thinking about this as you're saying this, and I'm thinking to myself, I haven't seen any pollsters that are straight up.
Okay, my goodness.
Yeah, I just don't know what to cite as a poll. You've not even seen any Zogby polls. Remember, you used to see these.
I'm looking for brand names.
Yeah, see, you know. And I have not even seen a Zogby. I mean, I don't even know if they're still in business anymore.
I see.
Yeah, the polls, what I've seen, are pretty much rigged.
Okay.
And
they're done for news stories.
Well, they're done for news stories, or for the people that they want to put in to office.
Yeah.
See, if you understand the true crooked nature of the media and agenda, as a matter of fact, I posted a story on Republic Broadcasting on our website, republicbroadcasting.org, that the news media itself may not survive past post-election. This is how badly that is, it's apparent now to everybody how badly they're agenda-driven, and they wouldn't tell you the truth if their lives depended on it or their big, fat contracts.
Okay, well, so you're not able to tell me then which polls are to go by?
No.
Okay, nor okay, which also means you're not even able to tell me a website to go to be able to.
Yes, I'm failing you all over the place today, Karen.
I
like your phraseology. Yes, I've failed you. No, I cannot point you to a poll or a website. No, I cannot. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. The only other comment that I want to make is I don't know whether you monitor the listen by phone line, but not all the shows are coming through clearly on the listen by phone line. So I just wanted to let you know that the 7234 number.
All right. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Goodbye.
I wonder if she's ever run for a political office. She'd be damn good at it. She just has that edge about her, doesn't she? At any rate. Yeah, I'll get around to the fixed news here in a second, Karen. My God. You know, the reason why I started doing radio, the reason why I've done two networks, is because the media is just as crooked as the politicians are. And believe it or not, there are still some people in this country that do not understand that. Hell, there's people in this country that don't even understand our monetary system. I'm still having giddy ha-has over talking to people and going, well, you know, the Federal Reserve is a private corporation. It's not even government. No, that's a lie. Okay, stay in your fantasy land. Well, if this proves out to be true, it might make a whole lot of sense to a whole lot of people. There may be a massive cover-up here. BLM leases Hammond Ranch land to Russia through the Clinton Foundation donors for uranium. The Hammond Ranch controversy continues to sink into the rabbit hole without end. Evidence has surfaced that the Bureau of Land Management has been taking land with plans to lease it to the Clinton Foundation donors. Russia gradually gained control of Uranium One, a major mining company, in these three separate transactions from 2009 to 2013. While Hillary Clinton served as Secretary of State, Canadian records reveal that the company's chairman used his own family foundation to make four donations to the Clinton Foundation during that time. You know, I mean, Canadian? Why would you donate to the Clinton Foundation? Why would you do that? Unless, what? You wanted something done. That's right. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. No corruption here. This resulted in a sum of contributions of $2.35 million. Secretary Clinton approved the deal for Russia soon after her family's slush fund received the donations. Now Vladimir Putin controls 20% of all uranium production capacity in the United States. More on this when we get back. Call in number 512-716-1603, 1883, and 1897. We have temporarily lost our toll-free numbers.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, post office drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was.
The prior caller is what I would classify as being greasy. I was talking to Mike during the break. She is a piece of work, giving him all kinds of hell. God, it takes all kinds. I know it'd be really boring if everybody was just like me or just like her. I guess we have to have a mix. At any rate, back to the Hammond gold mine for uranium here. It's not known whether the donations were responsible. Oh, let me back up here. Let me throw this in. These contributions were not made known to the public by the Clintons, even though Hillary Clinton made a deal with Obama to disclose all the donors. Other individuals associated with the company, rather, made donations as well. Now, furthermore, after Russia declared that it was taking over Uranium One, Bill Clinton received a $500,000 for a Moscow speech from a Russian investment bank, which promoted, guess what, Uranium One stock. Now, it's not known whether the donations were responsible for the uranium deal, but the timing is suspicious. Just like the Department of Justice had meeting with Billy Boy and just talking about golf as if she's interested in golf. Since the Hammond Ranch is a gold mine for uranium, it's unsurprising that the Clinton Foundation would want to lease the land to Russia through donors. Now, this would also explain why U.S. authorities have been coming down so hard on protesters. Coming down on them? How about killing them? Officials aren't prosecuting individuals because of the Hammond controversy. Officials are coming down on protesters because they're occupying a valuable piece of land. A piece of land that was promised to the Russians. According to the New York Times, whether the donations to the Clinton Foundation played any role in the approval of the uranium deal is unknown, but the episode underscores the special ethical challenges. I like the way they put that. Ethical challenges. Yes, challenged. Presented by the Clinton Foundation, headed by a former president who relied heavily on foreign cash to accumulate $250 million in assets, even as his wife helped steer American foreign policy as Secretary of State, presiding over decisions with the potential to benefit the foundation's donors. You know, this year is moving by rather quickly, folks. As I said, you know, this is the last day of August. We got 5 months left in this year. And I don't want to wish anybody's life away, including mine. All this time is precious. But I sure as hell would wish that today would be November 9th. And we can say goodbye to Hillary Clinton and her ilk. Kent in West Virginia. Thanks for holding, Kent.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
You and I probably, you know, are similar age, and I read an article about this Democratic convention, and it was talking about this General Allen who gave some sort of a, I guess sort of a, it was described as strange Lovian, I guess, so it must have been pretty pretty scary.
Wait a minute. Back up here a little bit. A little bit more on the West thing. I'm not grasping your point.
Well, I was saying that this General Allen, he gave the speech, and apparently it was described as strange Lovian, you know, like Dr. Strangelove. It's very scary. And so this article said that he stood in front of this this now famous quote from this guy de Tocqueville: "America's great because America is good." And now you and I are about the same age, and I don't know where that, you know, that's from a book that was written like in 1832 or something like that.
Yeah, de Tocqueville was French, came over here, looked at what we were doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, that in the last 20 years or something, that, I don't know who propagated that, but as America seems to be going around doing more evil in the world than seems to be hardly imaginable, this quote seems to have come up, and I hear it everywhere. I've heard it from on shortwave radio, I've heard it on PBS, I've heard it on advertisements. In other words, I think it's a piece of propaganda, just like conspiracy theorist. I think it was something that's put out there, you know, because I never, you know, like I say, you know, even during like the Vietnam War when there was all that chaos, I never heard that quote. You know, and all of a sudden it's come out of this book, you know, and it's, somebody stood off and said, "Boy, that's a good good thing to tell the people." You know, while we're going around destroying and you know, bombing, killing, and you know, and doing a DU all over the world, you know, and so I just don't, you know, I just wonder when was the first time you remember hearing that quote?
It's been so long I couldn't even tell you that.
Yeah,
it's been quite some time.
Well, you surely didn't hear 40 or 50 years ago, I'm sure, did you?
You know, I wouldn't make a bet on that. I couldn't say one way or the other, but I wouldn't bet.
Yeah. Well, you certainly didn't hear it as prominently as what you hear now.
Well, I mean, and is it in your point of view here, Kent, you're saying that this is a piece of propaganda?
I'm saying that this quote has emerged as sort of a, you know, to convince Americans that what, you know, convince Americans that what the United States is doing all over the world is because we are good, when I don't think actually it's what the United States is doing isn't good. It's the opposite of good. And it's sort of a
brainwashing. Ken, first off, I'm not privy to your mind process here, what you've read and how you've formulated your thoughts. It seems to be a little disconnected here. Mr. West, I don't know.
No, I didn't say West. I said Allen. General Allen.
General Allen. Okay, great. Yeah. All right. I did not hear the speech, so you have me at a disadvantage.
Yeah. Well, I didn't either, but I just read something about it, and somebody wrote it, and she described it as a very... So anyway,
alrighty.
And he described it as being like Dr. Strangelove, and he's standing in front of this quote. You know, I thought the irony of this quote. You know, struck me as very telling. You know,
I watched Hillary Clinton's speech today. You want to talk about ironies? Holy mackerel! Everything that came out of her mouth was just manufactured. It was the perception that they're trying to get people to believe about America. And every word that she spoke, the more she spoke, the more hollow it was. It stopped me dead in my tracks. I was doing something, and it was playing in the background, and I was pretty involved, and it just made me stop. And I was listening to this woman about how she's slamming Trump with America's not great anymore. Anybody that's got two brain cells that can fire and communicate with each other knows that. That's why I said I cannot wait for November 9th. Come hell or high water, on the way to heaven or on the way to hell, however it turns out, I just want to know. I want to get on with this. I'm tired of it. If we've got to fight a second American revolution in this country, so be it. I don't care. Because indications are that the future for you, my friend, and me, and millions and millions and millions of Americans, is not going to seem... to be life in America anymore. And it's not going to be, in my opinion, not going to be worth living. I mean, maybe we can garner our forces, get down there and take over Mexico, or go push the Canadians out of Canada. Maybe we can start anew. Because to order to get rid of these cockroaches and disinfect this country, it's going to take maximum effort. Maximum. All right, Kent, thanks for your call.
All right.
Yeah, the South shall rise again. Well, speaking of a general here, do me a favor, Mike. Go back into this and attribute the writer. You didn't. The only thing you put in there, and this is Allen West, not General Allen, General Allen West. And here's a black guy, okay, writing adult words. And I'm telling you, this is starting to sink in. The control that these little socialists and little communists, Democrats, I don't care, give them a name, and also supported by Republicans, so there's no wiggle room there either. West writes that something is happening in this presidential election cycle that has some folks totally up in arms. A white GOP presidential candidate is addressing the issues in the black community. And of course, Donald J. Trump has kicked the hornet's nest and is consistently castigated. I'll use the term castrated, because that's how serious I think it is, with the ultimate denigrating moniker of being a racist. Trump is finding out that there is a super secret club handshake in the black community. And the only white people who have been provided that code are white liberal progressive socialists. What amazes me is that we have someone challenging the failed progressive policies of the inner city, and his sincerity is questioned. Why has no one ever question the sincerity of the Democrats who have run the inner cities of America for decades? I'll add something that into that. Why has no one ever questioned the sincerity of the Democrats who have run the inner cities into the ground? Easy answer, they have a secret sauce, and Hillary Clinton, even though she admitted she carries it in her purse, When the left or the appointed black gatekeepers are challenged on their policy shortcomings in the black community, the retort is racism. That is the means by which suppression of your discussion is sought. If you are a black conservative, then you're told you're not really black, only a token, an Oreo, a sellout, an Uncle Tom, and several other denigrating titles that are too vile to repeat here. Even those of us who have been born and raised in the inner city, in those neighborhoods, are told we have no clue about the black experience. I was raised in Atlanta's historic Old Fourth Ward, which produced Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Funny, I suppose, a biracial fellow who was raised early in Indonesia and ended up being raised by white grandparents in Hawaii has a clearer perspective. Then again, Barack Obama was given the code, the super secret handshake, because he is a progressive socialist. Well, let's just be clear about this, folks. It's not socialism, it's just flat out communism. See, if they use the term communism, boom. That would take you to, well, what is communism? Let me read about communism. Let me read about their planks of the Communist Manifesto. Let me start to identify who communists are. It's the communism ideals, folks. See, communism doesn't work. It doesn't produce much. It takes the best of human beings and pretty much reduces it to human mush. On the other hand, socialism, when you're too weak and powerless and don't have the brain power to figure out that, you know, letting somebody else run your life while taking all your money by way of taxes is a better route, well, you get the idea. West continues, he said, so it becomes very apparent that one does not talk about the decimation of the black family. No one needs to know that. Prior to the policies of Lyndon Johnson, the two-parent black household was at 75% to 77%. Even a white liberal Democrat senator from New York, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, admonished Johnson against instituting the policy of government checks for out-of-wedlock children, caveated by the condition that no man could be in his home. And that's true. Moynihan obviously did not know the super-secret handshake because he was attacked and demonized for speaking out. I am reminded of his famed quote, "You are entitled to your opinions, but not your own facts." The fact is that many of these issues in the inner city, the black community, stem from the destruction of the black family. But if you're not part of the secret super club here, you best not speak of that, lest you be attacked. And if you're a member of the Black Lives Matter, you have a double super secret handshake and membership. And your membership card is printed by a white liberal progressive socialist named George Soros. How odd is that? Trump gets the ultimate beatdown for addressing issues in the black community. He's criticized for speaking before white audiences. Ask yourself, when was the last time Soros went before a black audience? Does not matter he has super secret handshake, probably given by Al Sharpton himself. But why is it that the BLM has little to say about the rise of black gangs? They say nothing about better education opportunities and choice in black community. Consider that the only choice offered to blacks by white liberal progressives is to kill their unborn children to the tune of 13 to 15 million since the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision. I guess those lives don't matter. After all, they did not get the super secret handshake. Donald Trump gets pilloried for speaking of school choice, vouchers, charter schools, homeschooling. Anything that is better than the failing public schools that plague the black community. Ask yourself, when was the last time you heard any member of the Congressional Black Caucus champion the issue of school choice? You will not, because they fear losing the code provided by the white liberal progressives and the teachers' union and those that are of that ilk. So generation upon generation in the black community falls behind and ends up as two young Chicago black men, the Sorrell brothers, 26 and age 22, who shot the cousin of an NBA superstar, Dwayne Wade, as she walked her infant child in a stroller. These two young men were on parole for gun conviction. They were also gang members. You know, and I read this early and I was thinking about this. You know, what do the gangbangers say? What is their code? What is their creed? You know, you got to join us because we're your family. There's nothing else out there for you. So join our tribe and become little murderers and drug dealers. Isn't that wonderful? Holy mackerel. When are people going to get serious about living this thing called life and then living and eliminating the anti-life people?
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Unless you have the super secret handshake code, you cannot talk about black-on-black shootings and murders. Matter of fact, it is about the gun, not the socioeconomic factors creating the violence in the first place. And you had better toe the talking point line, or else your membership card is revoked, which is what we see from the liberal progressive media. Their propaganda is not focused on the real issues. How many shootings and deaths occurred in Chicago this past weekend? You know, and let me say something. Let me stop and digress here for a second. You know, when I made the statement, I remember doing this 2 or 3 months ago, and I got a call. I forget who it was in Chicago that called me and disagreed that you can't walk anywhere around Chicago without tripping over a dead body. If that's true, maybe you don't go into those neighborhoods, but the statistics don't lie. And there's Rahm Emanuel saying nothing, the press asking nothing of Rahm Emanuel. And why do we have so much black-on-black crime going on in Chicago, Mr. Rahm Emanuel? It's non-existent. The message from the leftist media is all about maintaining the status quo, the 21st century economic plantation. It's about the perpetuation of the dependency society, the welfare nanny state. They will never challenge the notion of economic enslavement to the government masters. And there is a quote attributed to George Orwell. Yes, he was one of them. During times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Socialist George Orwell. Indeed, the black community, truth is condemned as hate speech simply because it exposes those who have done genocidal and horrific actions. We must continue to challenge them at every given turn. Sadly, it's taken all this time for any GOP presidential candidate to elaborate on this. It cannot be about just an election cycle. This is an issue that has to be constantly engaged. No one group should ever invest all their political capital into one ideological party agenda. And when assessing the return of the investment for the black community, for their consistent electoral patronage of the Democratic Party, well, that speaks for itself. My evidencing such will draw a demeaning comment, but see, I know the super secret handshake. I know the code. I just refuse to be a dependent subject, and that is threatening. Well, this is Mr. Alan West, and I can argue about nothing that man just said. You know, I'm serious about this. Let me roll around to this story here that I had posted earlier today. Hope you put that up, Mike. I didn't see it up there. Let me run down the list here really quickly, see if I can grab that story. But first, let's grab the top of the hour break. Oh, did this hour go by? Fast, just like this year is gone. Is this live or is this Memorex? Or are we playing an album that's just skipping entire tracks? I don't know. At any rate, top of the hour break. You know, folks, you still can't call into the show. And I won't leave you hanging for an hour. 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897. We are leaning on Vonage very, very, very hard to straighten out this problem, and it's a fight that's now between two communications companies, and we'll get it sorted out. If I got, if I had 10 grand to throw at Impact Telecom, I'm sure they'd be more than cooperative. Back bill.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.